starts and ends. Everything else that he says afterwards, we totally ignore. The Gemara is going to discuss this in detail. The rule is, I don't remember the rule. The rule is that he says, Hireni Nazir, you're a Nazir. Everything else you want to say doesn't count. Tefois Lashon Rishon, it's more than that. Okay, we'll see. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Einoi Nazir. No such thing because Beis Hillel holds with all, we'll see in a few moments, all the lumnus. Next. Amar Abihuda, Afkish Amar Beshamai, even when Beshamai says Hani Nazilay Amri Allah, but Omer Hare Hain Olai Korban. He has to say more. He just can't say Hareni Nazir. He has to also say in his Nusach is where he says Hareni Nazir, Hare Olai to bring Korbanis. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah is very good, Rashi. Hareni Nazir, I mean, I go with the Shamai Omer Nazir, the Kemal Diamar, Hareni Nazir. According to the Shita Beis Shammai, once you say those first two words, it's too late. Chol alei nizirus v'chichad av yamar v'chmin agroi grois min atevelo loy amar klum. It's nonsense. Fine. Ubeis hillel oimrim in nazir dekevim diyamar min agroi grois loy shayich shom nizirus v'groi grois atevelo. This is a cancellation. In essence, according to Beis Hillel, he is canceling his nizirus by now saying Gregory Sandvela. Now comes the next very important part of the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda. He qualifies the Shita of Beis Shammai. Even according to Beis Shammai, Af Beis Shammai Le'yamu Sheyehebay Neshum Nezirus Klau, Ela Lefima She'amu She'choyshashin Ledvarov, Bizman She'oimer Hareni Nozim Min HaGregos Min HaDvela, V'Harei Hein Olai Korban. He has to say, when he says mina groigrois u min hadvela, he has to add these words hare hein olai korban, which means this is the nusach that we used in Masechta Nedarim. In Masechta Nedarim, when you want to prohibit something to yourself, I don't want to eat something, I don't want to drink something, so you say, I want this object, this item, to be forbidden to me as if it was aser to have hana, like a korban. Kiloimar. Oh, exactly. So the word nazir, this person is borrowing the word nazir as if he says neder. So he explains kiloimar. Whenever Rashi kiloimar, Rashi, it's not literal kiloimar. What do we know to say over here? She'oisrin alav ki korban. He's prohibiting the gregois, the dried figs and veil upon himself as if they were a korban. She'yehei Nodur melechol mehen. Aval, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mishum nizirus ein choyshashin boy kol ikar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is a whole new mahalach in Beis Shammai. According to the Tanakhama, a whole new mahalach. According to the Tanakhama, according to the simple, the Tanakhama Beis Shammai, if he says Hareni Nazir, he's a regular Nazir, which means he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not in Matam Lemeis, he needs to bring Korbanos, and he is permitted to eat figs. He is permitted. When he says Hareni Nazir, that's it. Everything else that he says is total nonsense. According to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Shammai, if he says Hare Olai Korban after Hareni Nazir, Minadvela Minagregois, Vehare Hein Olai Korban, then what we then interpret his words to mean that he wants to make a neder from groigrois and develois, and they become osir, but he is definitely not a nazir. He has no shaykhus. It would appear the way Rashi explains it at the end. According to Rashi, it appears that the whole nusach is. Look at the whole Rashi. I'm going to read the whole Rashi. It's called Ella Lefimash Amu Shechayshin. In case the second white line, she'oimer hareini nazir min ha'groigrois u'min ha'dvela v'harei. He has to add those words. So it's at the end, harei hain olai korban. Okay, so we have over here a machlokes between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai. And Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai is mamish mikotze el ha'kotze, from the simple understanding of Beis Shammai. The nafkamin is he a nazir? According to Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, is he a nazir? And he's permitted to have Gregorius and the Vela. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai, he's also in the Gregorius and the Vela, and he's mutter, and he's mutter to have, and he's not a nazir. Now, Gemara. The basic machlokes. You already alluded to all this. You already said amai groy grois develoy a develo and groy grois. There's no shaykes to nazirus. V'amai mikol asher yeh also migefen ayayin om nachmano. So the Gemara says the here's the yisoid. Beshamri beshamai savelakamei reb meir. The Amar, the Yisoid is Ein, other might say Dvar v'levatole. Every word is precious. Nemela, once he says Hareini Nazir, you can't escape from that. Ubeisil Sarvri Lok Rabbi Yosi. The Amar, like you said, Shloimi, that a person is might say Dvar v'levatole. Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitpos. When a person says something which is contradictory,
we hold.
No, we need the Gemara. We need the Gemara. Halfway doing the Gemara. The Gemara, Nachmal, the Amay, because Shoyi Yasim, because of Yano Merchmon, Beshamai Sevik Meir. The Amar, in other words, Mizal Levatala. The Meir, once he says any Nazir is a Nazir. Whatever he says afterwards, we don't care about. Or Beisil Lo Savri, Lo Kerei Yosi, the Amar, the Gemara, the Vadim Nitfas, Vahai Neder, Upischoi Imayhu. So the Gemara is saying Pshad and Beisil Lo. Beisil Lo says he basically has Charata. He says Hareini Nazir, and then he says to himself in a split second, "Oh no, what did I do? What a mistake." So he wants to cancel it. The way he cancels it is by saying min ha-groy groy su min ha-dvelo. It's a way of basically saying I have charota from what I said. And being that, it's toich kidei dibur. That's not so posh what I just said. The cancellation works. And therefore according to Beis Hillel, it's a charota on what he said. Why do we say that you can't have charota? A person says the Shem Hashem. There's no way out. There's no toich kidei dibur. So if a person says hegdish, I want to be makdish this object, and the very next within toich kidei dibur, you change your mind. Can you change your mind? It's a big shaila. So pashas you can. The pashas is you cannot. If a person says I want to be makdish this object, and then toich kidei dibur I change my mind, it's too little, too late. The shaila is what about a nazir? Mitzad echad, a nazir is called a kadosh. Kadosh shehiye gadel perasai roishai. Memela, so a nazir. No, Rabbi Yosi is not discussing. Rabbi Yosi is not discussing the laws of a nazir. You can have charata, but one thing is for sure. According to Rabbi Yosi, one thing is for sure. If a person says hareini nazir, and then he right away says min agroi groi su min advela, Rabbi Yosi, according to Beis Hillel, we interpret his words as I have regret. I have regret. Now, and if you have regret, and who talks? Yeah. No, he didn't live before. That's not relevant when he lived. It's the concept. The sheet, and maybe Rabbi Yosi lived after, but he's the one that expressed this concept. The concept is.
You say Rabbi Yosi, that can only make sense if Rabbi Yosi said it first.
So let's assume that to be the case. Maybe I don't know when he lived, and even if he lived afterwards, it doesn't necessarily till the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how do they call the Tillin? Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam were recent. It means the concept. Right, in the concept, it's not muchach. He held like this principle that was articulated and codified by Rabbi Yosi. Did Rabbi Yosi live after Beis Hillel? Maybe he lived after, but the point is the concept existed even before him. He's just the one that put it in words, and we label it with his name. But according to Beis Hillel says, when a person says two contradictory statements, we accept. It means he has charata, and we take into consideration what he said at the end. Memela, when we take into consideration what he says in the end, we can make sense of what he said by saying, I want to be a Nazir, I change my mind. And according to Beis Hillel, a person can change his mind by Nazirus as long as it is within Toich Kidei Dibur. Because Nazirus does not have the status of Hektish. By Hektish, you cannot have charata. But by Nazirus, you can have Chayrot. We'll see in a few moments that Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai holds that by Nezirus is an extension of Hekdesh. And just like Hekdesh you can have Chayrata, you cannot have Chayrata by Nezirus either. Fine. Can I read the other one? When it says, V'chai Nezir, basically, you're right. Now, Frank the Gemara, what about Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai Nami? Beis Hillel is such a good Svara that he's making a statement, Hareini Nazir, and then he's expressing his Chayrata. It's Toichidei Dibor, so it's cancelled. So what's wrong with that? Why can't Beis Shammai agree to that principle? Or Beis Shammai Nami, let's say, Nedr Pisli Imayhu. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a very good kasha. It's Ella, Beis Shammai Selaka, the Gemara gives another mahalach for Beis Shammai. Because no, it's not a contradiction. Ein Odom Moitzei Devar of Levat Allah. It's not a contradiction. Ein Ochanam. A person is not Moitzei Devar of Levat Allah. When he said Hareini Nazir, he was sincere. He really meant it. But he has a right to change his mind. What's so terrible if he changes his mind? Ela Beis Shammai Yisrael Lekar B'meir. Beis Shammai holds like a B'meir. The other one that says, Ein Adam Moisav L'Vatala. V'kevon, same, going back with the same idea, which we're viewing. V'kevon, the other one has a Havile Nazir. Ki komar min agroi groisa min advela l'ishtu l'it shulei hu dekaasi. So everything is the same so far. You're right. I agree with you. He's having Chayrata, but here's the main point. You're right. Everything, Beis Hillel, I really agree with you. He's reviewing the whole Yisrait. When he said, Hareini Nazir, he meant it sincerely. But then he had Chayrata. The only difference between me and you, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is can a person have charata toich kidei dibur on a kabolas nezirus? Beis Shammai says no, impossible, because a nazir is an extension of hekdesh, because it says in the pasuk kadosh yihyeh gadol perasai roshay, and Beis Hillel doesn't agree to that. He's a holy person, but not in the halachos of charata. The cave on the ain shayla behegdish, ain shayla benazirus. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Rabbi Shimon Ditnan. Rabbi Shimon says that you can't change your mind by hegdish. You can't change your mind. Ditnan. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Shaloi hisnade. Now, this is going over here. The Shaloi hisnade kider ham misnade. Now, we need to see what that means. Let's see the Rashi towards the bottom. Let's just go back to Beis Hillel Savri. Okay, on the Rashi towards the Beis Hillel Savri, cave on the loy hizir kashar ha-noizrim, she'ein noizrim ele min ayayin, ein shum nezirus chol olav. So we're saying now a different svara in Beis Hillel. Now let's just go back one Rashi above that for one moment. Let's go back to the Rashi, Dibur Hamaskil, it's like a mamash in the middle, ele Beis Shammai Savri lo kabi meir. Umishum hochi, cave on the Omar Hareini Nazir, Havale Nazir, Vadai, Vahai de Labasar Hochi Omar Minagroigrois, he said Minagroigrois, it Shulehu de Koos, he's coming to have Chayrata, de Ko Omar Kishinazarti, have Chayrata, and the way he says Chayrata, it's a reviewing, Loy Nazarti El Minagroigrois Miu, Shehe Mutur Biyayin, but I want to be Mutur Biyayin, the Beshamai Savri, Angel Betos, no such thing. Once you change your mind, you have Chayrata, Lehektish, the loyal litos benezirus. Why? Dike hektish domi. Two things he says. Number one, Beis Shammai holds, ein she'elo bitos lehektish. That's principle number one. Not everyone agrees to that. Some hold that when it comes to hektish, you can have charata. Hektish is not the same as saying Hashem's name. When a person says Hashem's name levatola, there's no way you can take it back. But if a person is makdish, an object, to the Beis Hamikdash, the Machlokes. According to Beis Shammai says there is no way you can undo it even Toich Kidei Dibur. That's principle number one. Principle number two, a Nazir is going to be also an extension of Hegdish. B'toz l'Hegdish v'loy l'toz b'nazirus, d'cha Hegdish d'ame, d'cha d'chsev, kadoish yiyeh gadel pera. U'Beis Hillel, Savri, Beis Hillel holds no decave on the loy hizir Kishar ha-noizrim, she'ein noizrim ele min ayayin, ein shum nezirus chol olav, de islek Rabbi Shimon, de tnan, And the Gemara is now called that whole halacha. Now, let's now go right to the Rashi. Now, this is the question is, what is the Gemara over here introducing a svara for Beis Hillel? What exactly is the Gemara bothered by? So that's why we have two different lashonos here in the Rashi, and it gets a little bit confusing. Let's see Rashi. Masnison diktani le Beis Hillel, the afilu noder loy hazeh, he is not a nozir. Okay, Besham Aysari, Nodr min agroigois, the Nozer min hayayin, Sorry lo krab meir, the Omar ain o the Mose dvarv levatol, the cave on the Omar hareni Nozer, hare ze Nozer, the hove name Nodr min agroigois, the Sorry lo krab Yehuda, the Omar shoistron olof ki karba. Umas nison tigatoni de Beshamai Sarvi Nozir Su the Suloi, and the Mishnah is that says there's going to be a Nozir, there's nothing more. Let's go back one more time. Okay, this is where I'm getting all confused in this little part of the Gemara, because in the Mishnah, when we learned the Mishnah, I told you in the Mishnah to review is that there are two versions of Beshamai. According to the first version, Beis Shammai holds he is only a Nazir, and what he said min agroi grois u'min adveila is cancelled. It's nothing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I told you, he is only going to be a Nazir, only going to be also with a neder from groi grois and the Vela, but he is not going to be a Nazir. They are mutually exclusive. The Gemara is saying that's not so anymore. The Gemara is saying that according to the Shittu Beis Shammai, both are going to be Chal. He's going to be a Nazir min Hayayin, because he said Hareini Nazir. And then when he said min HaGregos, min HaDvela, because Ein Adam Motzi Dvarv Levatala, he's going to be also in Groigrois and the Vela. So Beis Shammai, so I'm reading the words of the Gemara, Beis Shammai, the Sarvi Nodur min HaGroigrois, the Nozir min HaYayin. Beis Shammai holds two things. Number one, he's going to be a Nozir Nodur from Groigrois, and he's going to be Nozir min HaYayin, Sarvi Lekarab Meir. The Omar, Ein Oda Motsi Dvarv Levat Ola. The Kevon, the Omar, Hareini Nozir. Hareini Nozir. Why? So here he's adding in Rabbi Yehuda. Now we learned Amr Rabbi Yehuda Av Kish Amr Beis Shammai Le Amr Ela BeOmer Harei Lai Karbon means that the Gemara is now understanding that Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai is not a different opinion. Rather, it is an explanation of what Beis Shammai says. There is no. When we learned the Mishnah, I told you there are two versions of Rabbi Beis Shammai that are mutually exclusive. The Gemara here is saying that's not the case. Now that we have introduced the principle of Ein Oda Mosei Dvarv Levatala, Rabbi Yehuda, what he is saying is coming to complement the simple understanding of Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir. But because you also said min hagroigrois u'min advela, in this context, you mean to accept upon yourself with a neder to prohibit groigrois and dvela. So when you walk away from this situation, this fellow is a nazir, and in addition, he has accepted upon himself additionally a neder min hagroigrois u'min hadvela, because of the rule Ein Oda Motzi Dvarav Levatola. So you said every single thing that you said, we're going to figure out a way for it to be Chal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Beis Hillel, we don't do that. Why not? Because now go by Rashi from Zvayz. We came to Yama Haredi Nazir, Harezi Nazir. We have Yama Haredi Nazir, the son of the Lekavu Kavi Yehuda, the Amar Shaisu Lav Kenorban. Umas Nisan Kitani, the Beis Shammai Sarvi, Nazir Vesuloi. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. That's what it says over here in this memra. Who's going to give us the answer? Let's go by the way. But the Mishnah is not mashma like that. Well, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to air. That's really what Rabbi Yehuda says. ubeis hilul nader min agroigos udevela ve'enoi nazer min ayayin mishum de neder pischa imahu umas nisan ketan de besil oimrim enoi nazer de bein le Rabbi Yehuda bein le Tanakama di day alib de besil according to his version of Tanakama enoi nader ve'enoi nazer. One more time those words ubeis hilul Beisil oimrim nader min agregos udvela ve'enoi nazir min ayayin mishum de neder pischa imahu umas nisan ketani de beisil oimrim enoi nazir zero de bein Rabbi Yehuda bein l'tanakama didei according to Tanakama didei aliba de beisil enoi nader ve'enoi nazir. So what it seems to be saying over here is that only time that there's going to be a very big difference if you hold Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatola. If you hold Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatola, when you walk away from this situation, you're going to definitely be usher in something. Both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. If you don't hold of the principle Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatola, then according to Beis Hillel, you're going to be usher in nothing. And according to Beis Shammai, you're going to be only a Nazir and nothing else. Okay, I think that's what the Gemara means to say. So if you don't hold of the Ein Adam Motzei Dvarav Levatola, then what do? Then we look at your statement in terms of Charota. So if you learn... That's only because of Meir. If you learn Ein Adam Motzei Dvarav Levatola, then it's not going to be viewed as charata. Then we're going to work with everything that you said, and the result is going to be that according to Beis Shammai, you're going to be usher in both Hareini Nazir, and then when you say Gregorius Devela, you're going to be a neder of Gregorius Devela, and according to Beis Hillel, you're going to be a neder. A neder, but not nazir, because according to Beis Hillel you can have charata. According to Beis Hillel you can have charata. You can be shoyel on your nazirus, but according to Beis Hillel, the machloek everyone will, according if you hold ein adam motzei dvarav levatala, if you do hold of that principle, the machloekis between them will only be will you be a nazir, but everyone will agree that you will be also with a neder on Groy Grois and Vela. Because Ein Adam Motzei Dvarav Levatola. And because you said those words, that automatically brings upon you an Isser Neder. What about the Nazir? Well, in essence, he had Chayrata from the Nazir. Can you have Chayrata? According to Beis Shammai, you cannot. And according to Beis Hillel, you can. So if you try to have... Ein Adam Motzei means that everything that you say, we try the best at every word that comes out of your mouth. Everything. Everything means.
How can they both be true?
Because in this case. No. But the way you. So why don't you just say, I have Charata? Hareini Nazir, I have Charata.
Is that against the rule of Charata?
So that's exactly the question. If you hold Ein Adam Motzei Dvarav Levatola, you have to be very careful how you say you have Charata. If you say Hareini Nazir and I have Charata, then you're off the hook entirely. But if the way you express your Charata is by saying Hareini Nazir min agroi groi su min advela, so okay, you have Charata, very good, but because you express yourself in such an unusual way, you are also with a neder on Gregorius and Dvela. But if you hold Ein Adam, but if you hold that you can't be shoyal on Nazirus, because Nazirus, like a carbon, then you're going to be a Nazir, because you can't have Charata being a Nazir. And you said, Minat Gregorius, Minat Dvela, you're going to be Osir as well. So if you hold Ein Adam Motzei Dvarav Levatola, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you're going to be, there's going to be a Neder on Gregorius and Dvela. The Machlokes will be, are you also going to be a Nazir? According to Beis Shammai, that you cannot be Shalom and Nazirus, you're going to be a Nazir. According to Beis Hillel, you're not going to be a Nazir because you can't be Shalom and Nazirus. But if you hold Adam is Moitzi Dvarav Levatola, so then we can be much looser. And we can look at you as trying to have Charata. And we don't take seriously what you said about Gregory Sandevela to bring upon you a new prohibition. Then according to Beis Shammai, you're only going to be a Nazir and nothing else. And according to Beis Hillel, you're going to be nothing. You're certainly not going to be Gregorius and the Dvela, but you're not going to even be a Nazir because you have Charat on the Nazirus. So the whole question starts out, you have to start out with the question, do you hold of Adam Motzei Dvar Levatalo or Ein Adam Osim Levatalo or not? After you establish that opinion, then when you read the Mishnah, there will be a very big nafkamina, how you understand Beis Shammai, how you understand Beis Hillel. Okay, now let's go back to the Gemara. But Beis Hillel Sarvi could have a Shimon. Now we go to another rule of we go to another rule. Now, if you talk in a hold, Adam Motzei Dvar Levatalo, according to, why don't we say, here's the question, why don't we say that in Beis Hillel, another question, Hareini Nazir, Min Agroi Grois, Min Hadveila. Why don't we say that if Ein Adam Motzei Dvar Levatalo, we'll take both of those as independent statements, and you'll be a Nazir, and you'll also be a Neder of Gregorius and the Vela. If you hold it, you don't waste any words. Why does Beis Hillel view it as Charata? And once it's Charata, you're off the hook, because you can't have Charata. Why don't we say, no, Ein Adam Motzei Dvar Levatalo, you said Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir. When you said Minah Gregorius and Devela, it's a neder. So the answer is it's a new yisoid. And the new yisoid is Beis Hillel holds to the principle that when you make a statement, it has to make sense. And if you make a statement of Hareini Nazir Minah Gregorius Minah Devela, it doesn't make any sense. There's a limit to how far you can say Adam Motzei Dvar Levatalo. Because no one is neder to be a Nazir from Gregorius and Devela. It doesn't make any sense. That's going to automatically force us to understand that when you said Gregorius Devela, it's a charota. And what is that case? Of Shloi Hisnadev Kiderech HaMisnadvim, I think the Gemara quotes the case. The Gemara quotes the original case. So Rashi quotes it. Let me see if Rashi quotes it. I don't remember what the case is. Label card. I think the Gemara is in the court in a few minutes. Let's see. Masnison deloy kiaitan. Okay, now let's go right in this yisoid. Masnison deloy kiaitan. The following time. What is time? That's in the Brisa. Rabbi Nosson. The bishop is not going like Rabbi Nosson. What does Rabbi Nosson say? Tanya Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Shammai says Nodur the Nazir. Rabbi Shammai holds both. The person is, the Rashi that we quote in Amud Aleph is referring to this Gemara that we read right now. In our Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that Beis Shammai holds you're only going to be a Nazir and you're not going to have an Isser Neder. Beis Hillel says nothing. We just concluded that according to Beis Shammai, that's how, this Tana holds that according to Beis Shammai, you have both. Masnis like Yatan Tanya. Rabbi Nosson Amar, Beis Shammai Yomim Nodur Vinozir. You're a Nozir of Hareini Nozir, and you're a Neder of Gregorius and Dvela. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Nodur Ve'enoi Nozir. What's the lumnis? Beis Shammai Savri Lok, Rabbi Meir. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. Uch Rabbi Yehuda. Two things. Rabbi Meir says, Ein Adam Motzei Dvar of Levatala. And number two, Uch Rabbi Yehuda. That you meant, you said the case was Harei Olai Korban. Therefore, you're going to be a Nazir, because Hareini Nazir, and you're going to be also Nedarim, because like Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Olai Korban, you want to make a Neder. Ubeis Hillel Sav like Rabbi Yosi, he holds like Rabbi Yosi, that said, Shaloi Hisnadev, Rabbi Yosi, what does Rabbi Yosi say? I'm all mixed up. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Okay, let's see further. The more I mean, the more Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi was Harei Olai Mincha. No, that's really that's because of the Mincha. That was the case of the Mincha. Okay, let's listen. Where did Rabbi Yossi? So look, Rabbi Yossi. Where did Rabbi Yossi come into play over here? Ois Aleph on the side of the Gemara says what? Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Nazir, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Yosef, not Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, Harei Olai Karban. So, Nachma. Tanya Rabbi Nasna, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Nador, Rabbi Nazir. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Nador, Rabbi Nazir. Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Nazir, Rabbi Meir. Ein Adam Mosei, Dvavul Matala, which makes him become a Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda, which makes him become Nador. Rabbi Yehuda, the gears on the side changes because there is no Rabbi Yosef now Gemara. The gears on the side of Gemara change Rabbi Yehuda, which holds of Nador. Okay, Lishnachin Amulah. Another version. Rabbi Nasan Amir. Beishamay Memeshamay says Nador ve'einoy Nazir. Beis Hill says nothing loy Nador ve'loy Nazir. Why? Beishamay only holds Rabbi Yehuda. Which means that when you say Gregorius and Devela Hare like carbon and does not hold of Ein Adam Mosei Dvav Levatala, Ubeis Hillel Kerebi Shimon, that says even though Ein Achinami Yitaka said Gregorius, you said Gregorius and Devela, but because you said it with the words Hare Olai Nazir, that's not the way you makabel upon yourself a neder. Okay, these few lines on the top of the page really summarize everything that we have learned. The principle of Ein Adam Mosei Dvav Levatala, the principle of you said Hare Olai Ki Karbon. So when you say Hare like a carbon, you really want the Gregorius and the Dvela to become also with a neder. And then you have to take into account, if you really wanted to make a neder, why then did you say Hare Olai Nazir mina Groigrois and Samukim by introducing the Groigrois and the Devela, even though you said Kikarbon, but because you introduced it with the word Nazir, you've cancelled the Koyach of Rabbi Yehuda because Ein Shaloi Hisnadev Kiderech Hamisnadim. Saying nonsense in the beginning is going to ruin it entirely. So if you hold every mayor, Ein Adam Mosei Dvav Levatala, once you say Hare Olai Nazir, that's it, you're done. There's nothing you can possibly do. You can't even have Charata, according to Rabbi Beis Shammai, because it's Hegdish. And Hegdish, you can have Charata. So these few lines, the two different Lashonos of this, over here on top, brings together everything that we learned in Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, the Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was Rabbi Yehuda, and when it says, and in Beis Shammai, the question is, are you going to be both a Nazir and a Nador, or are you only going to be a Nazir? Beis Hillel, are you going to be a Nador, or are you going to be nothing? But you're certainly not going to be a Nazir. The issue, can you have Charata on the Zirus? And even when it comes to a neder, even if you hold that, you're going to say like a carbon, but if you want to mess it up by expressing your neder with a Kabbalah that totally doesn't make any sense, it's going to override everything and you're going to be a nothing. Okay, now New Gemara, now we come to Tanan Asim. Now we go into the case of Shaloi Hisnadev Kiderech HaMisnadjen. I want to bring a mincha lochavi mincha sarim barley. It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful sugya. I want to bring a mincha from barley. Barley. You don't bring barley. There's no such thing. The only one who brings barley is a soita. A soita is not a nedava. A soita is you don't have a choice. A soita is a choice. And the other mincha is the minchas oimer, and that's a carbon tzibur. So it is not shaykh when a person says, "I want to bring a private carbon from barley." It is nonsense. A yochid can never voluntarily bring a mincha from barley. So how do we make sense of this? Now, by the way, this case is a little bit better, before even the whole Gemara, is a lot better than the case of the Mishnah. Because in the case of the Mishnah, it's total nonsense. This case is partial nonsense. In the Mishnah, I want to be a nazir from Groigrois and Devela. There is no such thing in the entire world, not by you, not by anyone, to bring to be a Nazir from Groigrois and the Veil. It's total nonsense. So we have room to work. You have Charata, Ein Adam Mosei Dvav Levatala, Azoy and Azoy. But here, I want to bring a Mincha from barley. It's not total nonsense. because there is such a thing
what
as...
What about the Svar of Einan and Mike's Svar?
Oh, so let's see how it comes into play. Here, it's not total nonsense, because even though for an individual, he cannot bring a carbon from barley, but there does exist in the Torah carbonos that come from barley by the Minchas Oimer Pesach and by a Seidah. So he's not so far out. He's not so crazy, this fellow. Maybe here we should take what he says into consideration. So what is the halacha? He's chayiv to bring a carbon mincha, and we correct him. You have an obligation, but bring from wheat. Let's say kemach. You don't bring kemach, you bring soilus. You bring the carbon has to be from soilus, fine flour, not from kemach. So let's say he says the Torah says soilus. It's not of quality. Zek, the Torah says no. The Torah no, no carbon. The Torah says Zek. The Torah says soilus. Soilus, Yaakov. The Torah says the word soilus.
Soilus is a better flour.
Yes, it's a fine flour. Correct. It's sifted. Kemach yavi soilus. Sheloi b'shemen ulevoina. He makes it tonight. I'm wondering a carbon that does not have shemen ulevoina. We tell him Yisrael mincha. Too bad. You're gonna bring yiviena b'shemen ulevoina. You have to bring shemen ulevoina. Chatzi isoroin, the smallest carbon mincha is one isoroin. This week's parasha, an oimer is there are 10 isoroin in an oimer. Chatzi isoroin, yavi isoroin sholem. The smallest share is an isoroin. Isoroin umech. So let's say it's an isoroin umech. There's no halves. When you bring a mincha, it has to be units. The mon was an oimer lagol goylas. Oimer lagol goylas. What is the share of mon? The share of mon is an oimer. An oimer is the basic measuring amount that all of the different measurements in the base time Midrash were based on.
That was the maximum that they were allowed to take.
Right, correct. No matter how much you collected, you only brought home an oimer. Isoroin umechza yavi shnayim.
Here
you collected less, correct. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rabbi Shimon, here is the famous Rabbi Shimon that I told you I forgot. It's mamish on the page. Right over here on the page. I knew I saw that. I thought it was in Rashi, but I'm on base. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon, why? Shaloi hisnadev kederach hamisnadvim. He has a new yisoid. Even though technically, there's a new din. When you express yourself, you have to express yourself in a normal way. If you do something that is abnormal, we're not going to go into your words and start picking and choosing and reconstructing your mind. Behave yourself. Be a mensch. Talk like a normal person. If you don't want to talk like a normal person, your words are bottle umavot. Fine. Now, man tana. Now let's go back to the Tanakhama. Now, based on everything we've learned above in the previous mission, in our case of Nozir min agroigrois, with all the different collection of all the different mafarsh, Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Harayalai, and everything we learned until now. Now let's take this mission, analyze who is the Tana. Man Tana, who's the Tana that says, Man Tana, Dechi Amar Harei Alai Mincha Min Asadim, Mevi Min Achitim. Amar Chizkiya, B'machloik Yishinuya. The Etzem, you know, it's not so posh. It's only going according to Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Beishamai Hi. Lav, Amri Beishamai Ki Amar Min Agroigroi, Simen Advela, Ahavei Nozir. It's nonsense. He said Min Agroigroi. He said already Nozir. Min Agroigroi, Umin Advela. Doesn't make any sense. And yet the halach is Havei Nozir, Ein Odom Motzei Dvar of Levatala. And if you want to have Charata, too bad. You can have Charata on Nazirus. So you're going to for sure be a Nazir. If you want to add to the equation Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be a Nodur also. But at least the Mishnah says you're for sure going to be a Nazir. Hachinami. Ki Amar Min HaSoidim, Mevi Min HaChitim. You bring... Rabbi Yochanan says, guess what? According to Beis Hillel? According to Beis Hillel, that says, Hareni Nozir min ha-groigrois in Andrela, you're not a Nozir. Why are you not a Nozir? It doesn't make any sense. So, Eva Zay, Harei alai mincha min ha-so'odin, it doesn't make any sense. Then you would not be chayiv to bring a carbon mincha. It has to be this mishnah lefi Beis Shammai v'loi, and not like Beis Hillel. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, this case is better. Like I explained to you before, because this case it's not total nonsense, because there is such a mincha of barley. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afil tem divrei hakol. Be'oimer, or one thing at a time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afil tem divrei hakol. Be'oimer, ilu ha'yisi yodea she'ein noidim koch, Lo nadarti koch el koch. A tremendous chiddush the Gemara says. Be'etzem, according to everyone, if the person will later on come along and explain himself, even Beis Hillel will accept. This expression will accept that it's going to be okay. That's the chiddush. What does Rashi over here says? Look at Rashi. The very top, the last white line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel. Okay, we're going in a unique case. And in the Mishnah, you have to then say, Pshat, it's a tremendous Chiddush. What would be in the Mishnah then? You have to add to this. What would be in the Mishnah if the person would say, Hareini Nozir Min HaGroigrois Min Ha Min HaDvela? And he would say, I didn't know. Had I known, the only way you can become a Nozir is only from Yayin and not from Dvela and Nesodin, I would have said the correct thing. So then you have to say, I'm assuming, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would be a Nazir. He would be a Nazir.
Why? He would have said, but he didn't say.
So that's exactly the point. It's a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to add the etzem. There's no machloikis between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. The only difference is in this Mishnah, we're going in a case where the person later explained himself. And in our Mishnah, he did not explain himself. It's a pella, right? That's what it seems to say at face value. That's the chiddush between our Mishnah and this Mishnah. It's he ran away. He didn't explain himself. So now we have to figure out what did he mean. If he didn't explain himself, we have no choice but to say, it's nonsense according to Beis Hillel, both here and both here. But in this case, the reason why he's chayav is because he later explained himself, which would mean that if in the case of the Nazir, he would also explain himself, he would be a Nazir. That's what it seems to be saying according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Omar Chizkia, Loi Shanu. Now he goes a little step further, and he says, not so fast. Even Rabbi Yochanan, when he says this, Loi Shanu, Lo Elo Shan Min HaSo'irim, and maybe that will come basically answer the question why the case of the Mishnah cannot be Shomakach. We'll see. Avol Om Min HaSadoshim, lentils, Loi Maisi V'Loi Klom. Let's say he would say, Hare Lai Mincha Mincho Adoshim, lentils. Then even if he comes along and explains himself, nothing garnished. Nothing. Michi. Wait, that's a question. When Chizkia made this statement, is he going in Beis Shammai or is he going in Beis Hillel? Let's see. I jump too fast. Michdi. Chizkia commanded Moki B'loh. Lemas Nisa. Ki Beis Shammai. He's going to Zetzai the mission like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you're going to be Yechayev Karban. V'ho Adoshim Legabe Mincha. This Mishnah says Yechayev. Yechayev to bring a Karban. With Zetzai we're going to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Shammai, Adoshim, Harelai Mincha Minhu Adoshim, is equivalent to saying Harelai Hareni Nozir Min HaGroigrois and Devela. So just like when you say Hareni Nozir Min HaGroigrois and Devela, you're a Nozir, same thing, Harelai Karbon Min Adoshim, the same thing. It's total nonsense. And yet Beis Shammai holds Ein Adam Mosei Dvevel Levatola. Or so you said something, it's going to go into count. Michli, so it's a very good kasha. What's going on over here? So the Gemara, you're right. Hada bechizkia, he had charata. He changes mind. You're right. I made a mistake. It doesn't make a difference. Once we say that we're going like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says groy grois dvela. We just take the first words of what you said. You can't have charata for bringing a carbon. You can't have charata from Hegdish. You can't have charata from a Nazir. There's no charata. And that's it. It's over. Ain't other most devil of Atala. You can't have charata. You finished. Why do you have charata? What do you mean, why have charata? The marks only have charata. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'amai hada be chizkiya me'ahi." It's Rami Amish, like towards, it's like two thirds down in the small lines. Like Mokid me'ikar kitanakama, the Amar ha'oimer minagroigrois have a nazir gomor. Afal gav the nazir ain also be groigrois. V'loik mo lemasnis and the menoches boimeharei olai adoshim, al adoshim, mevi min achtitim, afal gav da adoshim einem ruim lagabi mizbeach, midi da havei agroi grois, lagabi nozir, da havei nozir gom, v'amai chodabei, v'karmi be shamai havei nozir, hodar be chizki, chizki had chayrot, frek de gemar v'amai hodar be, why did he have chayrota? Nachmol the Rashi says, "Where my heart? The bechizkim yahi. Like ma kimei kara. Why did he change his mind? Kitanak. Like ma kimei kara. Kitanakama. The Amar. Hi, mina Gregorius. Have a nazir gomur. You make a neder from Gregorius, a nazir gomur. Afal gav the nazir ain't also be Gregorius. The nazir not also. The like ma lemastis and diminachis. But I'm a real adoshim. What's is given the bach? Is gimel the amayich or the nevim and achitim? Av gav the adoshim in a ruim gav mizbech. Mid the chaviyah gregos the gav minozer the chavi nozer. Mas nisim the minochas kashislei. I'm not sure what he means. Let's go find the gemara. Maybe we'll figure out the gemara. Amay hodabei. The gemara answers. Amay rava. Mas nisim kashisei. The mishnah was difficult. My ear yo the tani min hasa oirim listening min ho adoshim. Why taka did the mishnah say? Why not just right away jump to the most extreme case and say adoshim? Elo sova chizki. Chizki holds ki ka'amri be'shamai hosam Rabbi Yehuda. That there it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of Mishnah Masecht Nozir, the only reason you're going to be a Nozir is because you're making two separate statements. We're not putting together, see, here's the point we're saying over here. We're not putting together this statement as one continuous statement, rather it's two completely different statements. So that's a very important point that the Gemara is really bringing out well over here. And the Mishnah says, Hare olai nozir, min agroi grois, umin hadveila. According to our understanding, without Rabbi Yehuda, it's one continuous statement. If it's one continuous statement, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Harelai nozir, mina groigris umina hadvel. Nonsense. So we have to figure out a way to make sense out of it. How do we make sense out of it? I have charota. Harelai nozir, kama. I want to be a nozir. I have charota. What's my charota? The way you say charota is you say words of nonsense. Too late. Once you say harelai nozir, there's no such concept of teichidei dibur to cancel it. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda. Says, no. You're not trying to have charata. Ein odem moitzei dvarv levatala. What you're trying to do is to make two separate, completely independent statements. Harei olai nozir. Period. I'm done. A completely separate statement. When you now say mina groigrois umina dvela, you're coming to be makabel upon yourself a neder. Two completely separate statements. Once, also, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Well, you have to say vaita, Rabbi Yehuda. That we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. That when the he says carbon. So what are you doing in that? You're making two completely separate statements. Hare olai nazir, period. Hare, and then minagroigreis minadvela is going to be carbon. So it comes out, we're not even discussing, we're not even dealing with a situation of like making, I want to bring a mincha from a certain grain of adosh. We have no precedent. Here when we discuss hare olai, I want to bring a carbon mincha from either so'odim adosh. This is real nonsense. This is the real deal. This is a case of total man. I want to bring a mincha from barley from adash. No such thing. Oh, we have a precedent from this. What's the precedent? The precedent is, I want to be a nazir from Gregorius and Devela. Excuse me, that's not a precedent. That's only a precedent to learn a halacha b'shamai if you hold that it's one statement. I want to be a nazir from Gregorius and Devela. That's taka nonsense. And if that's nonsense and b'shamai says you're going to be a nazir, then, if you want to bring a mincha from nonsense, from adoshim, you'll taka b'chayvukar mincha. But that's not valid. You cannot bring the case of nazir into the equation as a legal precedent to tell you, I want to bring a mincha, because the case of the Nazir is not one statement of nonsense. It's two completely separate, independent statements. There is no nonsense being said at all. Only if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It is only Rabbi Yehuda that takes a knife and slices statement one from statement B and makes it into two completely different statements. So the answer is, we make sense. In the case of the Mishnah, the two separate statements. Here, we're dealing with the very first time we come in contact with such a concept where a person says something which doesn't make any sense. I want to bring a carbon, but I want it to be brought from either barley or from Adoshim.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, how come they still hold everything is permitted?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything, what do you mean everything is permitted? What do you mean everything is permitted? Everything is also. Everything is also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is both. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Nazir and he's also a big Groy Gois and the Veil as a Neder. Both. Rabbi Yehuda says he's a Nazir and a Nadur. Both. Beis Hillel in Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Nazir. He's not a Nazir because of Charata, because he has Charata, but he is a Nadur in Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel makes Beis Hillel hold you're a Nadur, but you're not a Nazir. And if you drop Rabbi Yehuda, then Beis Shammai, you're only a Nazir, and Beis Hillel, you're nothing. Total nothing. Not a Nazir, not a Nador. That was the previous Gemara. But now over here, we're going over here, and I want to bring a Mincha, from barley. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have never encountered a case in Shas to bring a Raya to this discussion of when a person says something and it doesn't make any sense. If we learn there's two different statements, Groigos, the Vela, then we have a Raya, we have a Makar, and you can Mamash, you can see even Adoshim, even lentils, because the Zalbazach. It makes totally no sense. But now that we have taken that out of the equation, because that's not one sentence, it's two separate sentences, so now we're presented for the very first time a case of when a person says something which doesn't make sense. So let's see what he said. The Mishnah said barley. Why, Taka, didn't the Mishnah say Adoshim? It must be because Adoshim is so out of the ballpark, it's so crazy, it's Pata Lagamri. If he says barley, that's an acceptable mistake. Because you taka do bring korbanos from barley. You bring the minchas oimer, you bring the soiter, bring the some barley. So that's the answer. So, that's why you can't bring it into the equation. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I disagree, I hold you in barley. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan will learn very pashut, could learn not like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan does not follow Beis Hillel. The Mela in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, is one sentence, a sentence that does not make any sense. Groy grois is shochreg nadoshim. Frag the Gemara v'chol Rabbi Yochanan chud yomar b'omer ilu ha'yisi yodeh she'ei noidim kach lo nadarti kach elo koch. But Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yochanan holds of the Shita this other opinion of Ilu Hoyisa Yodea, so you can have Charata. If you can have Charata, so how does that come into play over here? I don't know. Look at the Rashi quickly. Rabbi Yochanan, he goes on to say, this exactly point, that since he has to explain himself, the only time he can explain himself is when it comes to barley. You cannot explain yourself when it comes to lentils. Lentils, there is no excuse, it's total nonsense. So here it's working to his disadvantage. Because he holds that a person has the right to explain himself, we have to explain us for it. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We have to learn tonight. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Shop,